I mentioned earlier James Earl Jones, Ed Sheeran, but also Rowan Atkinson, Tiger Woods, would you believe, King George IV, all have one thing in common, a speech impediment. You may remember, of course, that movie, The King's Speech, played by Colin Firth, showing that stuttering can be overcome and doesn't need to be a life sentence. And today, of course, is International Stuttering Awareness Day. So we've got speech therapist Dina Lillian on the line, specializes in dealing with stuttering. Dina, very good morning to you. Thank you for your time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show this morning.
So how widespread is stuttering, say, in South Africa, out of the population as a percentage, perhaps?
Stuttering, 1% of the population stutters, and the majority of people who stutter are actually men. So 1 in every 4 is a female.
Oh, wow. So males are 4 times more likely to stutter than females.
Yes.
Why is that?
Absolutely. Well, we know that stuttering is genetic as well. So 65% of people who stutter, there is stuttering in the family. We don't know exactly why men stutter more than females, but it's also like with syndromes. Some syndromes, more men have than females. It's just part of the statistics, as they say.
I mean, just talk to me about, particularly for younger people as children. I mean, we know how cruel kids can be to each other, right?
Yes.
Especially when the grown-ups aren't looking. That alone, in terms of how people react to a stutterer, can exacerbate the problem, can't it?
Absolutely. We don't know what causes stuttering. Stuttering, as you said, has been around for ages. You know, since the time of the Bible, Moses stuttered. But it's really important what we as a listener hear is just the stutter, maybe the repetitions and the blocks. But obviously, the stutterer will react to, if it's a negative reaction from the listener, they may feel embarrassed or anxiety or anxious. And that may lead to, obviously, feeling of anxiety as well.
Yeah.
So it's really important that when people speak to a person who stutters, to be patient, to maintain eye contact, to wait for them to finish speaking. Because people who stutter know exactly what they want to say, they just can't get the word out.
And so when you try and finish the sentence, that's not a good thing, right?
No, absolutely not. Just to wait for them, as I said, maintain eye contact, and just be patient for them, for people that are here.
Talk to me. We've already had some tips from people calling in, explaining the things that they do to try and overcome stuttering, whether it's maybe taking a pause or adding the odd here and there. Try and sound as normal and as calm as possible. What are techniques you employ with your clients?
Every person who stutters is different, and everyone's an individual. Therapy is tailored per individual. So it's a very difficult question to say what techniques are out there.
Yeah.
But there is no known cure for stuttering as such. There are definitely ways to manage one stutter. So it doesn't have to impede your life. And because even sometimes people who stutter choose their career based on their speech, or will order a burger instead of a hot dog because they can't get the word hot dog out. So stuttering can impact on every aspect of one's life.
Yeah.
And it's important to, and what's really important is it's never too late to seek help for a person who stutters. I've had 60-year-old clients, 50-year-old clients who've come in, and it's a way to manage it. And therapy, one-on-one therapy is great, but also a self-help group. I mean, I run a self-help group here in Joburg. There's one in Cape Town. It's speakeasy.org.za, speakeasy.org.za. And just meeting other people, seeing that one isn't alone in the world, is really important because there is a way to manage it.
What about the issue of public speaking? People are sometimes encouraged to do so. And yet, of course, I would suspect that if you are somebody who stutters, nothing could be more frightening.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really interesting because usually when people sing, they don't stutter. When people change accents, they don't stutter. And sometimes when people go into a different role, they don't stutter because you're not Ben, you are Andrew. So in that persona and in that identity, that person doesn't stutter. So acting is very different, but sometimes, you know, to build up your confidence. And it's interesting as well, because stuttering, people think that stuttering is caused by anxiety, but usually a developmental stutter where a person just doesn't outgrow normal disfluency. Mm-hmm. That's not the cause, but because of the stuttering, stuttering causes anxiety and embarrassment as such, and then it's the vicious circle.
All right.
So it's not that people who stutter are anxious and that's why they stutter. Usually it's because of the stuttering and because of what they go through.
That causes the anxiety. All right. For more
Absolutely.
Information, people can go to www.speakeasy.org.za to get some assistance there if you want to deal with stuttering. Dina Lillian, a speech therapist who specializes in stuttering, joining us on the line there.